This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us the ayat which we hear in practically every Jummah khutbah, practically in every masjid in the world, more or less. And that ayah is, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah has commanded for you to be just, to have justice. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ. Allah has commanded you. The amr of Allah is that you should be just. يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. And then do more than that. What is more than justice? Is mercy, is forgiveness. Right? Somebody did wrong. Justice is to punish or to seek retribution or revenge. But ihsan is to let him go. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ عَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. And be nice to your close relatives. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited all shameless deeds and all disobedience and all rebelliousness, knowingly doing something which is wrong. Now, I remind myself and you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, especially when you go on a journey, he said, make a wasiyah. Leave something, advice for your family and so on. So you are my family. So this is my wasiyah to you. I'm going tomorrow, wallah alam. My wasiyah is this. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan. Let us remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us and commanded us to do adil, to be just. Now, justice has a very broad and very wide and very rich meaning in the Arabic language. The word adil is not restricted only to some crime and punishment. Adil means to give something its due. Whatever the thing is, to give something its due. For example, these carpets, they have no life. This is an object. But this is the carpet of the musalla. To walk on this carpet with your shoes, which you come from outside, would be injustice. It would not be just for the... This is not the right of the... This right of this carpet is, it should be kept clean. Because other people are making sujood. They're putting their face on the carpet. So it is the duty of every one of us to ensure that we do not do anything to make the carpet dirty. Sure, you will not walk in here with your shoes. But may Allah forgive some of us, people walk in here with socks that you can smell from 10 feet away. That's dirty. That's just plain bad, you know. That is injustice. Injustice to everybody. Because you come with those dirty socks, smelly socks, and you walk all over the carpet, and people are making sajda there. How nasty is that? Even if you make sajda on your own socks, that is nasty. I mean, forget about other people, right? Similarly, when we have our feeding there, I love my brother Salahuddin, he has a nice way of saying, he says, this is not your mama's house, right? Put everything in the garbage. But that is true. It is not your mama's house. If you dump stuff there and leave stuff, I have seen, may Allah bless the ones, I'm not going to name the names, but we know the names. I have seen people in the cold, cleaning up and putting everything together and so on and so forth. And those people are not, one of them is not even a member of this masjid. He was visiting here in the cold because everybody walked off. You had your meal, left everything and went. This is injustice. This is injustice. It is not the job of any individual here to pick up after you and do something after you, like Brother Saladin says, you know, it's not your mama's house. The meaning of justice is vast. Similarly, we find sometimes, you know, the khatira is going on, and you have our brothers who will sit there in the back and they will chat to each, talk to each other and so on and so on. Now, I can see them, I can call them out. I don't do it deliberately. I have no desire to, first of all, I have no desire to insult anybody. Secondly, I don't care, frankly, believe me. If you don't want to take away something beneficial, what is it to me? Go. It's your life. Want to waste it? Waste it. I'm not living your life for you, right? You live your life. If you don't want to take benefit from something, and not only that, you want to talk to your neighbor. Now, what's the problem with the neighbor? Why doesn't the neighbor tell you, excuse me, please shut up? I don't want to listen to you. I'm listening here to the khatira. If you don't want to listen to the khatira, go home. Go home. That's injustice. It's injustice, it's disrespect. Please understand, the purpose of this beautiful deen of Islam is not simply for us to just talk something and listen to something and shake your head and go home. This is the whole point is to bring about change in our lives. To do something different every day. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if 2 days are equal, you have wasted 1 day. If 2 days are equal, you wasted 1 day. 2 days must never be equal. Yesterday, today should be better than yesterday. And tomorrow, better than today, and so on, so on. So we need to monitor ourselves and say, what is it that I can do which will improve my life? Because one day, we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is a coincidence, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala arranges, but just 2 days ago, I was speaking at the Bay State Hospice. And they wanted to know about the death rites and last close to death times in terms of Islam and so on. So I spoke to them and so on, gave a long lecture. Today I get an invitation to speak at Springfield College. One of my co-professors there, Catherine Dugan, she wrote to me. She said, I'm teaching a class on religion, on Islam, and so please can you come and talk? And if I said, what do you want to talk about? He said, especially about death rites and what happens, what is Islam's view on, you know, last moments of death and so on, what happens thereafter. So I'm thinking to myself, this is reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me saying, remember the day that will come when you will die. Remember that a day will come when you will die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. فَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُخْزِعَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah said, every single soul will die. Everyone, if you are born, then you will die. And only on the day of judgment will you be given your reward in full. And Allah said, and the one who is saved from the hellfire and entered into Jannah, only that one is successful. And the life of this world is deception. Remember death. It is justice to remember death. Because only if we remember death, then we can live our lives correctly. Because we remember. Remembering death does not mean just dying. It means I will die and I will stand before Allah. This is our concept of death. It's not just dying and finish. No. Dying and resurrection. So I remind myself and you, let us think about that. Let us think about the fact that one day I will die and then I will be raised and then I will stand before Allah and I will be questioned. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to not to waste our lives. My brothers and sisters, remember the day when we are dying, when Malakul Maut comes for us, at that time we will realize the true value of time, the real value of time. Because if we get 5 minutes or 2 minutes, even 1 minute, at least we can make istighfar and tawbah. But we will not get that 1 minute. what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed will happen. Today we have that 1 minute and many more minutes. And it's up to us. We want to use it or we want to waste it. The sooner we wake up to that, the further we will go. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, when he was a little boy, see the way people raise children. That is why those children became those children. Today we take his name with respect. We say Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh, Malik bin Anas. When he was a little boy, maybe 6-7 years old, his mother used to send him to Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif, because Masjid al-Nabawi was a school. She would send him to Masjid al-Nabawi. She used to dress him up. She used to tie a turban on his head. And then she would send him. Not just any old way. No, with adab. That is justice. To treat the learning, the place of learning, as a place which is sacred and holy. And she would say, learn, his teacher's name was Rabi'atu Rai. Rahmatullahi. She used to tell him, learn from the adab, the akhlaq of Rabia, before you take from his ilm. Learn from his akhlaq, learn from his behavior, learn from his manners, before you take from his ilm. Little boy. I can tell you many stories, but that's not the purpose of sitting here and telling stories. The point I want to make is that the sooner we start with adab, with learning, with treating our own life with respect. This is adil. This is justice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalalu to give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to Him and that which helps us and benefits us, and to save us from the wasabis of shaitan into doing things which are of no use and no benefit to us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك ورحمة الله.